today is upon us. It is today, today, today. All right, Richie.
It's not tomorrow yet.
No.
Well, it's still today.
Today is yesterday. It's tomorrow.
It's not yesterday anymore.
A lot of things to talk about in the top topics.
Got it.
Department here at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of anger, a lot of anguish as well. Officials looking into the possibility that Al-Qaeda Islamist militants responsible for the attacks on the consulate in Libya.
Yeah.
Another one today in Yemen. But the interesting thing about all of this is that those who say it's this film, this film about domestic Islamophobia and how that's impacting the troops, that's impacting our relationships with other countries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've not seen this movie. Don't know much about it.
I don't even know what it is.
Well, it was produced by an Israeli-American, and it doesn't... It's pretty... They think, the Islamists, so these people protesting, think it's defamatory about Allah. And, you know, it's the same stuff that you hear. Well, they don't think like we do.
So you kill people and burn down buildings?
Yes,
That's how you protect your God?
That's what they're taught to believe. This is age-old stuff. Go back to Muhammad.
I'll make it safe to say these are the radicals.
Yeah, of course they are.
But really?
Yeah.
Are they?
But they don't think like we do. We've learned over and over again. These people don't think like we do.
Here's the rule. I was just looking at footage of the attack on the Yemen embassy.
Yeah.
First guy that climbs a fence, you get shot in the head. Who's next?
Okay.
All right. Who wants to climb the fence next?
Next.
Okay.
Couple of different stories and twists on this. 800-510-8255. But what I thought was more interesting when it comes to this is the chanting going on that was translated, and even in the English, apparently the Yemeni. This hasn't been checked out. What the news reporters are hearing are people chanting, "You got Osama, we want Obama." And that would make more sense than the film, frankly. If you're upset about the film, yeah, got it. But the fact that under President Obama's watch, Osama bin Laden was killed, would they say the same thing about George Bush? Had he been successful, or Bill Clinton before him? Yeah, probably. So that's really what this is about. It's not about the film. It's about the fact that Osama was dead, Obama's president, and yesterday was September 11th. So you put it all together, and it's a witch's brew, I think that makes
the Al-Qaeda connection makes sense, too.
Yeah, and, you know, the Al-Qaeda, these people aren't...
September 11th payback.
Let's look at it this way. How many different factions are there in the Republican Party? How many different factions are there in the Democratic Party? How many different factions are there in various religions? How many different factions are there in ethnicities? Not all blacks vote Democratic. I mean, you can find differences no matter what the group. There are how many different sects, S-E-C-T-S, in Protestantism? Half a dozen I can name like that. So the fact that we condemn some people condemn all of Islam as a blight on society is as nonsensical as thinking that all Christians think the same, all Republicans think the same, all Americans think the same. It just isn't true. That doesn't excuse any of this stuff.
You're right.
We have a faction of nutcakes. I mean, look at the people who... Let me finish this thought. Look at the people under the guise of Christianity who have gone around in the last 25 or 30 years and killed people that were working at the abortion clinics. All right? It's the same stuff. How is it any different? All right.
For every one of our nutcake groups, there's another one on the other side that comes out and publicly says, these people are wrong.
You're talking about Muslims who say that some of the Islamist fundamentalists are wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we say it. I believe, in a sense, people ask me, one guy asked me
outrage.
If I was a Christian, and I said, well, what does that mean? Well, you know, do you believe in the Christian? And so probing into this, what I grew up thinking about Christianity or what it meant to be a Christian is entirely different than what somebody today thinks a Christian is, because of the way all of this stuff has been twisted and turned around. And so in terms of what these people believe or what we know about them, first of all, what we know about them, what most Americans know about them, you can hold in a thimble. But when we say they're all bad, that's very dangerous and not true. Any more than, I'm upset at some of the things the right wing of the Christian, quote-unquote, world portends to believe in. Does that mean I believe? What I believe is that there's a God and that there's a very strong, infinite intelligence that works its way through the universe and has been responsible for the creation of pretty much everything. Something we can't understand. Does Jesus and the teaching of Christianity help to bring some meaning to all of this or some understanding to it? Maybe. Do other religions? To a point. But religions, remember, have been responsible for every single major war in the history of the planet, including this stuff that's going on right now. Those religionists hate Christians. They hate them. And there are plenty of Christians who, although Jesus teaches us to turn the other cheek, hate other things that are not desirable in their point of view. And so what I think we ought to sort of step back. Yesterday, that's why I gave some time to a story that didn't appear anyplace else. This fellow who is the brother of the this week's second in command at Al-Qaeda, because that's a species that doesn't last too long, asking, at least the idea of having peace. The things that they want to have peace, what are the conditions? Do they make any sense? They're worth discussing. It's kind of like the Chicago teacher strike. Do all of the things, first of all, you have to agree that the teachers have a right to strike. Fundamental difference in opinion. I say no, you may say yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So you go beyond that.
Right.
And what about the size of the classrooms? Are they too big? Some people say yes. Some people say we can work with it. How about pay? The average teacher is 76,000. There are 1,100 teachers in Chicago making over $100,000 a year. There are 190 teachers in Chicago making under $40,000 a year. Is there a discrepancy? Yep. Should there be? I don't know. But do you go on strike and put 350 kids on the street because you don't agree to that? I mean, how does that make any sense?
So that's an internal fight. That's
right.
Not an external fight.
So, but what I'm saying is we have all of these things that, as part of the human condition, make us human. And to not understand that is not to understand yourself. I believe that anyway. Because you all have prejudices. We all have them. We grow up to learn that we like certain things and dislike other things. And that could be, in terms of our spouse, could be in terms of our work, can be in terms of the choices we make for politics, choices we make for religion. You name it. What do we drive for cars? Some people say you are an irresponsible pig, Rich, for driving a Cadillac because it burns so much fuel.
Don't forget my SUV and my 68 Camaro.
Right. Why aren't you driving a Volt? You want to drive a Volt?
Because they're $40,000.
Well.
So with that extra $30,000 that I have, I can afford to buy gas.
Yeah. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a reason we have different ways of thinking about things. Some people don't like educated folks. My daughter is resented by some people because she has a PhD from Oxford University in England. She's a snob. She's an elitist.
She is, yes.
Well, she's not a snob, but she is an elitist.
She's a little bit of a snob.
Yeah. But I love her. She's my daughter.
Yeah, no, she's very cool. She's the coolest snob I've ever met.
Yeah. But she'll be happy to admit that she has a prejudice toward education and toward the academic lifestyle. And that's
why she doesn't like me.
She does like you. She thinks you're a redneck boob, but she likes you.
She's right.
And you see, therein lies the core of the issue. You can be likable and lovable, and the person who thinks you're likable and lovable doesn't like everything about you, doesn't love everything about you. I'm betting, as sure as I'm sitting here, that your wife, Janet, doesn't love everything about you.
Oh, I can guarantee that.
So that's what I'm saying. So you see how this all sort of trickles down into having understanding. This is one of the biggest lessons of life.
In Northern Virginia, I live in Fairfax County, Northern Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. And it's a melting pot for sure.
Oh, wow, it sure is.
And it's mostly like, I had back-to-school night at my son's class and my daughter's classroom last night. And, man, what a mixture of kids. And it's mostly that Asian kind of mix and Middle Eastern. Mm-hmm. At the Taekwondo school where I take classes and my son does, and I help teach the kids, the Caucasian kid is the minority in there.
Yep.
And these, I mean, we have
Caucasian
kid
is the minority in most cities in our country.
When
now.
We have these lunches at the Taekwondo school and everybody brings something, you know, it's just a hodgepodge of foods from all over the world.
That's cool.
And everybody has a great time. And, you know, people are people.
You got to learn to get along with everybody. The world is too small. You can get anywhere in 18 hours on the planet. Any place.
You can get anywhere in 30 seconds on the internet.
Well, there you go, or less. 800-510-8255. All right, this is good stimulating conversation. And so those of you who would like to be heard and who are already in the queue, hold on. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. Rich McFadden here today. Jennifer's back on Monday.
No.
She's not?
Tuesday.
Oh, I thought she'd back on Monday.
Tuesday.
What the heck is it with this trip to Alaska?
The boat, I think it's going to break down off the coast of Alaska for a couple of days.
Take the slow boat to Alaska. Yeah. 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hollywood rumor? Good, that's two of you. Legally, I can proceed. The latest rumor in Hollywood is that Lindsay Lohan has been hospitalized for walking pneumonia. Yeah, doctors say no one should start worrying until Lohan comes down with driving pneumonia.
Maybe the problem. Did unveil the iPhone 5 today. Oh my God, I just thought of a great invention. The iPhone 6. That's... Somebody write that. Garen, will you write that down for me?
Yeah,
the iPhone 5, it's pretty cool. Apparently, this time, it blends functionality with design. The screen on the 5 is slightly bigger and has an A6 processor chip, which is either good or bad. I have no idea. I don't know what that is. The phone itself is also thinner. It supports 4G LTE data. And best of all, you can have sex with it. And here's another thing that will amaze you. You don't even have to order the iPhone 5. Apple has collected so much information about you, it already knows if you want it.
Tonight, Britney Spears made her debut as a judge on The X Factor with Simon Cowell. Man, I can't wait to see those tight outfits and low-cut tops. And also whatever Britney Spears is wearing, too. But Simon with the V-neck is getting lower and lower every year.
All right, so some late night comedy. Always need to have a little sprinkle of a wrinkle on your face there.
Kimmel's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, and Ellen DeGeneres has a couple of things that are worth some attention for a moment before we get back into the heat of the hour, the top topics of the hour. Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Maybe we should call this the Doug Steffen View instead of the Doug Steffen Good Day. Although Good Day has been around now, starting next month. Begin our 25th year of doing this, so
wow.
let's stick around. Let's keep that
Why
name.
Not?
So here's Ellen asking to a body shop repairman why he helped a student. This is a pretty interesting story.
Richard, what made you, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people saw this story. What made you, I'm sorry, it's Quality Auto Paint and Body?
Yes.
And what made you decide to help him?
I just felt like it was the right thing to do. When I heard about his story from a colleague or friend of mine, I just felt compelled to help this young man. He did not deserve to be the victim of such a violent hate crime and just discrimination of no sort. I don't take kindly to it.
So the story here is this fellow who runs a body shop gave free service to a gay student. He didn't know this person. But he was upset because the student's car was vandalized by people who wrote gay slurs all over the car. So he fixed it and didn't charge him. I thought that was a pretty interesting story, frankly. Here's Ellen joking about some changes at Burger King.
I just read about something new that they're doing at Burger King. I don't know if you've heard about this yet, but this is, I'm not making this up. This is absolutely true. Look at the menu that they just put up. They are now pairing food with soda. Like it's wine or something. This is, they're acting like it's some sort of fancy restaurant like Olive Garden or something. Just look what it says under Coke. Real full-bodied taste with a refreshing, bubbly finish. And it pairs well with a Whopper. That's really going to class the place up. Even though the woman next to you is changing her baby on the table. That's... And here's their suggestion for Dr. Pepper. It says it pairs well with the BK Quad Stacker. I say if you're going to have a quadruple burger, you should have a doctor right there.
She's very clever.
Yes, she is.
And very good. All right, so we're going to get back to the action here. Thoughts about Islam and tolerance and the differences between us all. How does any of that or all of it square up with you? Please be patient. I'll get to your calls in a matter of moments here. Top topics of the day on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. At long last, the 2012 presidential election is within plain sight. But if you're like me and you're planning to be out of the country when it happens, here's what you need to know to make sure your vote gets counted. The key to absentee voting is to plan ahead. You can't just wait until the last minute. Most states have a cutoff date of October 30th to receive the ballot request. Then, each state has its own application form to fill out, which you find online to download, and once that request is received, the ballot will be mailed to you. That ballot then has to be mailed or hand-delivered to the election office before the polls close. Now, the rules are a little different if you're a member of the military overseas or are living or studying abroad. If that's the case, then check out the Overseas Vote Foundation, which is geared towards those populations of U.S. expatriates. But the real bottom line is, don't wait. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell oil and say, hooray! Oh, no. We work to bring you deals on oil, and then we say hooray.
Slow and cool-like.
Right now at Advance, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil with filter for just $20.99.
Wait for it. Hooray.
A Pennzoil oil change special, just $20.99. Only at Advance. Service is our best part.
At Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
McFadden here, as Jennifer is back on Tuesday. Rich and I are here to, in this hour, go through from our head and our heart what we believe to be the top topics of the day. And we have worked our way through the situation in the Middle East, some of the things that are going on here. There are lots of reasons for people to be upset and for there to be unrest. I believe, because of my own, I guess, spiritual point of view, this is a time of amazing upheaval. There is something going on that is extraordinarily profound.
And yeah, what's that?
I think the energy of the planet is changing dramatically. I think you see it in individual relationships. I think you can see tremendous growth on the part of some people, and other people are just like so bewildered by what's going on because things are happening so fast. Things are changing.
Can I chuck something out there?
In a way that just is hard for people to understand, especially given the fact that we're not doing a very good job of educating people to what the real world is all about. Yeah, what do you want to chuck out?
So, yesterday we had the release of the iPhone 5.
Yeah.
Technology is coming at us faster than we can ever have
right.
imagined.
Extraordinary.
Would you think that the internet and the computer age is the reason, the backbone for all of this
yes.
upheaval?
Yeah, but it's the surface reason for it.
Remember when we didn't know what happened halfway around the world
no.
for a week?
Yeah.
Because some reporter was able to get word back to the news
yeah.
desk?
I mean, it was even worse than that. When our country was founded, the reason that we have the Electoral College to begin with is because it would take 2 weeks to get information
yeah.
from the various the colonies, the states, into Washington.
So
that look at that, 2 weeks, and that was 300 years ago.
So I've already proposed this,
yeah.
this philosophy, but now I'm going to question it. Is it just that we know about this stuff much faster, and it has always happened? It's always been this way.
People are people. The strains on people are different with the various ages. It's always been about survival, however. If you go back to the Cro-Magnon era, the Neanderthals, how they got their food, how they survived, the predatory state of most animals in the kingdom, and it isn't just animals, it's just beings, is to be a predator. That's how they survive. Is that part of the universe that we don't understand? Because we think that the best way to be a good participant in life is to, in essence, be loving and kind, patient, open, all of those things. That's the feminine side. The masculine side is not like that. The feminine side's much different than is the masculine side. If you have an appendage, you have a different point of view for whatever the reason. That's kind of
because we have to protect our strange territory, or that's what we think. Family, or
800-510-8255. Matthew is listening in Guam to K57. Matthew, join us in the conversation, please. On Good Day.
Wow, that was amazing.
What was?
What you were talking about? Yeah, I agree with you. The changes and the spirit, you know. It seems like, I think they maybe call that evolution, because the change from the dogmatic and the old to the new and the improved.
We're evolving. Yes, that's very true. And that's part of what the internet is. That's part of communication. We're just evolving. Everything is changing, and it keeps changing.
Yeah. Now, about the Muslims.
Yeah.
I would say that in the Islamic world, they're a little bit behind the Western world, and they're going through their own revolution. The radicals, there's not a, you know, I'm going to say as much as they say there's a smaller minority, but they're going to, you know, sort of implode on themselves, because in Islamic world, you don't have a democracy. You have the Sharia law and what, but people there, they want democracy, so that conscious will has to take place.
Now, some do and some don't.
Yes, well, look at the Sufi Muslims. Now, they're very peaceful, but they're not under the Sharia law and what. They're the ones that talk about love and all that, you know, and they've been oppressed by the
fundamentalists. Do you see any difference in the growth of Islam, that is, the way that it's dividing itself, and the growth of the Protestant religion and the various Protestant groups that are part of it?
The Protestant religions today?
Yeah, there are Methodists, there are Baptists, there are Presbyterians, there are Lutherans, there are Evangelicals, there are Seventh-day Adventists, you name it, Mormons consider themselves to be Christian.
Yeah.
How are these any different than the Sikhs and the Sirks and the Burks and the Lurks and whoever else is?
Well, that's the thing with religion. In the Protestant religion, I know a lot of the different groups. They used to be militant, you know, particularly against the Catholics. You had Luther, Lutherism, right?
Yeah.
But not today. But they all have this belief that they're the correct way, and they're going to find salvation.
The Catholic Church is the one true religion, so they say. Nonsense, but that's what they say. As it's like the Islamists say, their religion and Allah. You know, if you don't believe in them, then you're wrong, and we want to kill all of you. Some of them, not all of them, not even most of them. But the people who get ink in your friendly daily newspaper are the ones who are saying these things, because that's what gets people to pay attention to the newspaper. It may not be true, but that, who cares? It is a way of selling newspapers.
Yeah, and, you know, with this presidential election coming up, it can be used like, you're going to say, we're on the right wing, you know, are we going to go and invade Iran?
More,
you know,
fear-based thinking to vote. If you want to be safe, you'll vote for me, because otherwise the world is going to come apart. The other guy doesn't know how to do this, and therefore you better, if you want to be protected, if you want me to take care of you, you better vote for me.
Yeah.
Right? That's the same thing as a religion saying, if you want to get into the first line when you croak for the best afterlife, you better believe in us. That's the same thing. It's the same malarkey. Matthew, good call. Thank you. Please be patient as we get to your calls. 800-510-8255. Always amazes me. People will hold on the line for a long time, and then they'll just say, I give up, when they hear us going from caller to caller. David, you're next on Good Day. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Doug. Thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
I just had a couple quick thoughts here about Islam in the West here. I'll preface this by saying that I don't hold don't have a dog in a fight either way. I'm an atheist myself.
Uh-huh. What does that mean, to be an atheist to you? What does that mean?
Just that I don't believe that the scientific evidence says that there is enough to believe that there is a supreme being. So I
okay.
just,
you know how easy judgment. You know how easy it is to poke holes in science, though, right?
Sure.
Okay. Just go. I just wanted us to be on the same page. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, and when you hear people say a lot of times that Islam is a religion of peace, that's kind of a misnomer. Just mainly, you know, if you want to talk about a religion of peace, you can talk about the Jains who, you know, drink water through a silk cloth so they don't swallow any bugs. You know, and the more extreme a Jain is, the less you have to worry about them. You know, and then the Christian, as far as the Christian doctrine goes, you know, they don't say, you know, nowhere in the New Testament does it say go blow up an abortion doctor. So, yeah, you're going to have those kind of crazies. But unfortunately, in Islam, it does say in several places, kill the infidel.
Yeah.
The people that don't believe like you, and that's really, really sad.
Well, it is. It's a more, all it is mind control, which is what most major religions are all about. Again, believe me, I'm right, and everybody else is wrong. Look at Jim Jones and all the people that drank the Kool-Aid you're talking about. I mean, that was their way of following him to the death. They said, we'll follow you to the death. Okay, here you go. Prove it. And they did.
Yeah.
And that's how easy it is. Frankly, the human mind is pretty malleable. It's pretty flexible. It's pretty easy to manipulate, as we can see by people actually believing the crud that is appearing in these 15 and 30 second commercials about the various candidates. David, thanks for your call. Appreciate your listening in Eugene.
People want to belong.
KUGN. Everybody wants to belong to the club.
Everybody wants to belong to the club.
I want to be with the winning
club. Sometimes they don't really think about the club that they're in.
Yeah, right. No. I want to be friends with whoever it is that's in office. Why? Because you can get something out of them.
So
that's it, right?
You mentioned back towards, like, Neanderthal man, Cro-Magnon.
Yeah.
Was there, you know, before religion and before organized anything... I'm sitting here thinking about what the man-on-man violence was like. Was it just territorial?
Man-on-man
what
violence.
What,
it was food.
What did they have to fight about? Food.
Yeah.
And
food.
Protecting
food
my cave.
Food and food.
And that's it.
Food. And they had to protect themselves from the animals as well as from other people who wanted their cave.
Right.
And their food.
But...
There have been all, it's like it's like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, or it's like Robin Hood, robbing from the rich to give to the poor, however you want to slice it. There have always been people taking from other people because they felt they deserved it. Hello, the best example of that by the millions is what's going on in our country today. People taking something that isn't theirs because they think they're entitled to it. I pay taxes, therefore, you're going to take my money and not do anything. That's robbery. That's what it is. It's highway robbery. The way people, in many instances, take from those who have so that they can have without really working for it. Isn't that the same thing? This guy goes out and the Cro-Magnon man goes out and he kills some animal and starts to eat it. And another Cro-Magnon guy is hungry and he's afraid of the animal, but he's not afraid of the guy who's already done the killing. So he goes over and he whacks that guy and takes the meat that the guy who worked hard to get it has procured. He took something that wasn't his. But that's the way it has always been. And so people like me who get upset about those who take from those of us who have and have worked for it so that they can have something without working for it, find that to be a very strange reality. How's that come to be, and how is that part of the human condition? It is, and it goes back to the era that you're talking about, Richie.
Yep.
It's the haves and the have-nots. I want it. I deserve it. You have it. I'm taking it. Whether at gunpoint, like holding up a bank. You don't want a job? I don't want to work. I'm going to rob a bank. It's easier. It's not my money, but you know what? Those people won't miss it. There's insurance.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm entitled to it because I got a big gun. What else are we saying here? That's really the way it works. All right. Excuse me. Let's talk about
this.
Something.
Is one deep hour, man.
It is. Well, it's about all of the things that we've touched on. We've had four or five different events in the news in the last 24 hours that all bring us around to hopefully thinking about this stuff and how, as Mungo said, just pawn in the, what is it of life? The something of life. What did Mungo say?
Mungo say.
Mungo only pawn.
Right.
In game of life.
That's right.
Okay. And that's, so all these people that are blowing up the embassies, you think they really give a damn about, it's not, they're all whipped out. They have no jobs. And so some guy says, let's go blow up the embassy. Yeah, let's go. That sounds like fun. Let's go blow up the embassy. I hate those guys because they're, I don't know, but I hate them. That's what it is. That's all this is. It's all war ever has been. Yeah, let's get everybody upset about stuff, and we're going to go get them because they're going to try to get us. The only reason they wanted to try to get us is because four or five guys at the top said, you know what? I want the oil in China, and the Americans won't let us have it. So let's go bomb Pearl Harbor, and they'll eventually let us have it, or we'll take it. Yeah, that's it. Hello? Anything else that was important about that? Nope. That was it. That was the whole story of the beginning of World War II. That was it. And look at what happened. Same thing Hitler, same thing in Europe. I want that. Here's a little guy with a little woo-woo who gets everybody's attention. And he's a great orator, and he stirs up the troops because the dummies that put together the truce after World War I laid the seeds for Hitler or somebody like him by screwing the Germans. So the Germans say, oh, you guys really did us harm. We're going to fix you. They didn't know how to do it. They needed somebody like Hitler to come along and stir them up. Hitler didn't give a damn about what happened after World War II. He just wanted power. He wanted control. He wanted to rule the world. And he'd do anything, anything, to make sure that he got that, including killing 6 million Jews. And how many other people in various countries all over Europe? And what did he get for his trouble? A bullet in his brain that he put in there himself. And that's what happens when you get too overzealous. You get too wrinkled up in your own power. You get what he got, what Osama bin Laden got, and what a lot of other people get when they're out of control. And that's sort of, maybe that's the normalization of the universe, Richie. That's maybe what, you know, in a sense, those who give get.
Yep.
And you get what you give, and if you give that kind of stuff, you get it back.
Yep.
Sometimes
it's you get
own.
What you give, man.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
So we've summarized the whole hour that
it's
way.
That easy.
It's that easy. 49 past the hour on good day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org. Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or at staples.com/250free. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
My name is Gary Johnson.
Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their health erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from Gibsonshealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to Gibsonshealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, the good guys are here. Like good guy radio. Richie and Dougie are here. Jennifer's a good guy, too. That does drive me nuts, though. You go in a restaurant, and the woman is the waitress. She says, what can I get for you guys? And I always look up and raise my eyebrow and say, there's only one guy here, and that's me. Would you like to ask my partner over here, Meredith, what it is that she'd like to eat first? She's not a guy. Richie, you're
that.
A guy.
I'm guilty of that all the time. Hey, yeah. Guys.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Hey, guys.
How you guys doing?
So, yesterday, the iPhone 5 was unveiled. And as this portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is aimed at how we can make your life better through technology, we have Shelley Palmer, who's our technological reporter and guru, breaking down Apple's newest iPhone. And then maybe Richie and I'll spend a little time talking about it as well. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Not long ago, I went to Wells Fargo to talk about ways they could help with my business's cash flow.
It often takes 3 days or more for merchants to get paid from any credit or debit card transactions.
Exactly.
Well, we could set you up with a merchant services account where you could get paid as soon as the next business day for most transactions.
That was a conversation worth having, and the $100 reward for opening a new merchant services account made me feel even better.
Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. See banker for offer details. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Apple finally announced the iPhone 5, and it looks like a winner to me. It's thinner than the iPhone 4S at 7.6 millimeters, and lighter too, weighing just 112 grams. It has a 4-inch screen, which is half an inch bigger than any previous iPhone, and the A6 chip inside makes it about 2 times faster than the iPhone 4S. It is 4G LTE compatible, which is a big deal. It means your phone could work on 4G LTE systems globally, if carriers allow. The cameras are also better. The 8-megapixel outward-facing camera can shoot 1080p HD video, and the 720p front-facing camera means awesome FaceTime fun. The camera also has some neat new features, like the ability to take panoramic photos. As expected, the connectors will be brand new, so if you want to use your old dock, you'll need an adapter. The iPhone 5 is available for pre-order on September 14th and for pickup on the 21st. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We get you parts fast. And thanks to Pennzoil, we found you something even faster. Right now at Advance, you can enter to win a VIP trip for two in February to the big races down in Florida. Get parts fast, see fast cars only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Visit advanceautoparts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and to enter.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Flu season is right around the corner, and Dr. Chris O'Donnell wants people to know that they can protect themselves with one small vaccination. Here's Bobby Owens working around that healthcare issue.
2 out of every 3 adults say their biggest fear with influenza is spreading the virus to friends and family. Yet 3 in 5 remain unvaccinated, according to a recent telephone survey of 663 adults 18 through 64 years of age. Actor Chris O'Donnell from the TV series NCIS Los Angeles is helping to raise awareness about vaccine options available for adults and encouraging annual immunization.
I understand the importance of helping to protect myself against the flu, which is why I got my flu vaccination. And when my doctor and I talked this year about what make my experience a good one, we determined Fluzone intradermal vaccine was the best choice for me. The device has a needle smaller than a grain of rice, which for me made a big difference.
Fluzone intradermal vaccine is available for adults 18 through 64 years of age. The device has a 90% smaller needle that works just under the skin to help provide adults with the flu protection they need. For more information, see complete patient information on Fluzone.com. That's Healthcare Now from Santa Fe Pasteur.
All right, so Apple unveils its iPhone 5 yesterday, Richie.
I'll be ordering mine tomorrow.
I thought you said you were going to go to China and get one so you'd have one first.
You know what? I decided this might be a little faster. And I want the real thing. I don't want the knockoff.
So they go to the Moscone Center in San Francisco. They announced this next-generation phone. They expect to sell These between $199 and $399, 20% lighter than the 4, 18% thinner.
Yep.
Price is still the same, depending on the memory that you want in it.
Yep.
Phone you can pre-order tomorrow, be available next week, right?
Upgrade in the speed. The 21st.
Gray, black, blue, yellow, or red.
That's what my wife is excited about. Good. That's available in
colors.
So
what do you do with the other one? That's what I want.
I sell it on Craigslist.
How much?
I got $275 for my iPhone 4.
Really?
So my iPhone 4.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.